Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Do you love the outdoors? Do you want to help make a difference for the planet? Then get involved in Collectively Rewilding. Collectively Rewilding is a movement to restore degraded ecosystems and reinvigorate sustainable traditions almost lost by working together. It's based on the idea that we can achieve more by working together than we can by working alone. Sharing the skill sets we have built over the years with each other and providing the community support we all need when there is so much work to be done in finding a sustainable future. To join our community here in Collectively Rewilding, go to www.collectivelyrewilding.com. Let's bring nature back into our lives in a community built for the wild in all of us.
Please check out the Barefoot is Legal radio show right here on Saturdays, 1:30 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That is 10:30 a.m. to noon Pacific Time, as we show you all about your barefoot rights and living a barefoot lifestyle. And for more information about the 501c3 nonprofit Barefoot is Legal, please check out barefootislegal.org.
Looking for something different? Looking for something fun? Join Dan every Monday on the Freedomizer Network, 9 to 10:30 Pacific, noon to 1:30 Eastern, for Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, Dan Ellison. The show about everything and nothing at all.
Global government, the mystery school, Agenda 2030, chemtrails and geoengineering, manufactured disasters.
We live in a time when awareness about current events and big media deception is critical to be prepared for the events that are rapidly descending upon us. This is Russ from Delivering the Truth and Exposing the Lies. Join Diana and me every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. as we expose the truth big media keeps lying about.
Herbal medicine, the globalist's real agenda, seeing through the propaganda.
Thursday nights at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. We'll see you there.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, wherever and whenever you're tuning in from, my fellow Liberty lovers. This is Amber S. from Living with Freedom Ministries, reminding you to tune in on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific Time, for the Living with Freedom Show, where we'll embrace what living with freedom can look like physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and in everyday life. That's 2 p.m. Central, noon Pacific, here on Freedomizer Radio.
You know what I think you should do? I think you should join us for Dynamic Word Bible Studies, where I am always hosting. My name is Felicia DeRozier, and I have two amazing co-hosts.
Cross, the favorite. You wish. This is Mariah, the real favorite child.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. We spend a lot of time learning about the Bible and possibly a little time learning about humility. That would be awesome, right?
Yeah,
Ryan. We air live every Wednesday from 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time to 10:30. Right now we're going through the book of Romans, but we're going to start moving into the Gospel of John. We're going to learn about Jesus. We're going to learn about living and walking in the Spirit and learning to be a little humble with those that we live with. It's going to be a great time. I can't wait for you to join us. Right, guys?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Bye.
Would you like to take your power back by following the principles of the universal law? Earth-based spirituality such as Tantianism, shamanism, and personal alchemy? Are you sick of giving your power away to power-hungry gurus, the corrupt government, the globalists, and realize you have a higher purpose on this planet? That you are gods and goddesses that need to snap out of amnesia and reclaim your birthright? We're Darren and Dr. Joanna Wells, the Double B, founder of the Gods of Amenti, psychic intuitives, transformation coaches, training others to uncover lost knowledge and reclaim their sovereignty, here to guide you every Sunday at 6 to 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and Wednesday 4:30 p.m. to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on our show, Living Beyond the Matrix, on FreedomizerRadio.com. Call-in number is 319-527-6208.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireizer. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the One World Government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, let's get back to the Proof Negative show here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Welcome to the Proof Negative radio show right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
All right. Hello again, everybody. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us today. Today happens to be Wednesday. So we'll have Joanne joining us here momentarily. And if you want to be a part of the radio show tonight, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into tonight's conversation. So with that, let's go ahead and bring Joanne in here.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello. Hey, Proof. It's great to be back on air.
Oh, I know.
I missed you guys the last couple of shows.
Trust me, it's, well, you know my stance on that. And I've made it no secret that we're testing other platforms. So we'll see what happens. But we're not going anywhere. So
no, we're still going to be here.
We might switch platforms, but we're going to be on air.
Right. And, you know, there's a possibility we could even simulcast, depending on what type of service we get, too. So we could keep both. You know, if we can get into Blog Talk, fine. If we can't, we'll still be on the other channel. So
well, that's what we got to do.
Yeah, we'll syndicate.
That's what it is.
Yeah, we'll become syndicated radio. Anyhow, hello, hello, hello. Wow, the world's gone nuts, huh?
Yeah, where do we want to go first?
I don't know. I want to talk about these colleges.
Good. I was hoping we'd go there first.
Good, because there's a lot of hanky-panky going on at these colleges. These kids are not that committed. They can't tell you from what river to what sea they're talking about, from the river to the sea.
Well, even so, that might be a little questionable. However, when you watch some of these videos and they're asking the other kids, why are you here? They say, I don't know. We were told that they need our support.
Right. Yeah, they're told to support them. You see that the faculty and teachers out there overseeing all of it, you know, giving the kids guidance and directions and stuff. There's a whole bunch of those Acorn Occupy people there, the 1960s and 70s commies. Remember how many times we've talked about at these protests, the lime green ball caps? Those are the National Lawyers Guild. They're an offshoot of Acorn, too. As a matter of fact, Bernadine Dorn, Bill Ayer's wife, runs the place. She was a founder of it. So, you know, they're all there with their clipboards. This is so orchestrated. All the tents are matching. All the keffiyeh. You know, those black and white checkered scarves that mostly Arabs wear. Yes, Arafat used to wear one, too. Well, these people, they got them wrapped around their shoulders. They got them, like, draped over their heads. They got them tied in the back like, you know, pirate hats and stuff. They might as well be swastikas first, but somebody got a real big run on those. Now they're all Muslims, all those kids? No, they're not. They don't even know what those
They're all wearing scams on their face so nobody can identify them.
Yeah, but, and that's another thing. These kids are stupid. Now, the organizers are very smart. They don't want normal people talking among themselves. That's why they don't let us talk on social media, and they tell us, you know, don't talk politics in the bars and the pubs and at church, because they don't want us talking among ourselves. But the college kids, they have all these people all in one spot, and they have their undivided attention. So they're indoctrinating these kids. And they're not giving them the truth about Gaza or Israel. Half those kids don't even believe the story of what actually happened on October 7th. Some group just bought a big jumbotron and is showing the footage from October 7th over in Israel, right out in the middle of this campus. I think it's a University of Southern California, USC. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, they got it on loop. These Acorn groups, Occupy and Black Lives Matter, and, you know, it's the same usual people. All the faces are the same. some people, you see them in the crowds, and they were at the Women's March, and they were at J6, and they were there at the Columbia University. They're not students. They are professional protesters, organizers. And they got these kids all riled up. Now these kids are getting threatened with suspension and expulsion. They can expunge it off that record, but if these kids get arrested, you're not going to expunge that record. So,
I remember a few months ago when you had all these college deans, the heads of these schools that said that they are not interested in the safety of Jewish students.
Yeah. Well, you know, these kids are seniors. They're graduating law school. Columbia's a law school. And all the giant firms are recruiting these students to work in their firms. Well, you know, there's a lot of Jewish lawyers in those firms. They're not going to be comfortable hiring somebody who was arrested for anti-Semitism and hate and all that. You know, they see all this footage going on, and with all the facial recognition and the type of work that these lawyers do, you know, they run big-time background checks on these prospective employees. These kids are never going to get a job. And I end up working at McDonald's in Los Angeles for $20 an hour.
So some of these kids might even be Jewish. They're just happy that they're getting a paycheck.
Yeah. The organizers are getting paid, but they get these kids all whooped up. Now, you know, it's the end of a semester. Mm-hmm. The seniors are graduating. The rest of them are just winding down, taking their finals. Something big is going on at the campus. So a lot of them are not protesting. They're just out there seeing what's going on. You know, it's something to do. It's something to break up the monotony. They've been studying. They've been taking their finals. You know, some people are getting ready for the proms. And like I said, the seniors are leaving, so there's all senior stuff going on. And the kids are packing and getting ready to go home because the semesters are almost over. They've only got another week down here. So there's something going on the campus. They all want to go out and see what's going on. And I'm sure some of the teachers are offering them, you know, like a half a point or a grade or something if they go out there and support the cause. You know, these teachers, they, you know, put on a dress shirt, and they all went and started teaching in colleges and stuff. Those were the 60s radicals. And they're really doing a good job. They think they're in a revolution. But this isn't a revolution. This is a snit. You know, like I
said... Wow, I haven't heard of snit in a long time.
Yeah, but that's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If these kids really wanted to get a really good look... You know, those colleges, they do have trips abroad. A lot of those kids went to Europe for spring break. They went on safari in South Africa. These are not the poor kids.
Mm-hmm.
These are the elite kids. This is Columbia. You've got to know somebody to get in there. You know, they do give out a couple of diversity claims. But Columbia University has a 55% foreign student population. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, so does Harvard, so does Yale.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're up in the 45 to 55% of their enrollment is foreign students. And they get big bucks. You know, they got little Saudi princesses going there and Qatari little princesses and princes. And yeah. The Harvard gets $10 million a year endowment for their Middle Eastern studies program from the Saudis. So, of course, they're going to send students here. It's part of the deal. You give up
so
that
do these radicals really think that they can overturn capitalism in the United States and we can all live like a combination of Cuba and Venezuela by choice?
Well, that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. They're getting rid of the middle class. They're consolidating money up to the top 1% and to the big corporations and the Black Rocks and the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds and the...
So the protesters don't even realize that that they're protesting for their demise.
Right. And of course, there's always a good guy and a bad guy in their story. You know, a guy who went out and worked every day and made a few bucks, worked his whole life and saved his money and did the right things. Now he's got a few dollars, you know, he can go buy a boat or something. They'll accuse him of being an oppressor and say that he only got money because he stole it from less affluent people. No, he didn't. He worked his ass off for it. He'd steal it from anybody. But they have this class warfare going on, and it's the oppressed and the oppressor. There's always a good guy and always a bad guy. It's always a boogeyman. Right now, the Jews are the boogeyman. Again. You know, the Jewish students are scared to death to be on those campuses. You can't be scaring people. You want to protest, protest. But, you know, you have the liberty and the freedom to protest, to say what you want to say, but you do not have the liberty to interfere in other people's liberty. You can't be blocking people's path. You can't be, you know, spewing all this hate and making them uncomfortable.
Just to clarify, you can go up there and you can protest and say Palestinians need rights, and you could say everything mm-hmm. pro-Palestine, but what you can't say is kill these MF Jews.
Yeah. Death to America, death to Jews, death to Israel.
Right.
You know, and maybe they should take a class trip off to one of these places.
But only if they want to do a drag show.
Mm-hmm. Good luck with that. they'll be killed before the Jews. They don't deal with that over there.
Right.
They said that that's a Western phenomenon. They don't deal with that. They got none of that going on over there. Of course they do. But it's not, you know, glorified and publicized and celebrated.
Yeah, only the Prophet Muhammad's allowed to do that.
Right. Yeah, and if you ain't him, when are you doing it?
Right.
Women have no rights over there. That's what I was saying about those kafiyeh. Now, they must have got a really good deal at a closeout sale on those because all these stupid kids are wearing them, and they're not Muslim. But they're not wearing them correctly. So they're actually insulting Islam. And the only reason they're wearing it is to support and solidarity. Now, if you're in solidarity with hating Jews, you might as well be wearing a swastika. Put one of those on you. You know, you're cultural appropriating. How come no one's flipping out about that?
I just know that in several years from now, provided we still have a country, this is going to be looked at just exactly, carbon copy, like the German community in 1940.
There's a lot of people making that comparison.
I've been saying this for 2 years, Joanne. You've heard me.
Yep.
Now there's so many.
Oh yeah.
There's so many similarities between now and 1938 to 1940 Germany.
Yep. And Glenn Beck always talked about the Weimar Republic too.
Yes.
However, you're right. This is what it is. People aren't learning from history. By them creating Jews as bad guys, did you hear the kid that got expelled from Columbia? The black kid, he had a bandana on his head. And he made this video, and he was talking about how Hitler, you know, people celebrated when Hitler was killed. And he said, he's lucky I'm not out killing Jews. So they got it in their heads that Jews are so bad that they should be exterminated. So by doing that, by dehumanizing them, this kid thinks he's going to be celebrated for killing Jews. That's
and look at how much money he wasted at Columbia University. by paying to be a student, and now he's never going to be a lawyer.
Mm-mm. No, his career's over. Yeah, I hope he can learn to code or be a trucker, because he's all done. That's sad, you know, but they got it in these kids' heads. And, you know, I blame the kids for not being smarter, but I blame us, too, all of us as a society. Those kids only know what we allowed them to be taught. Why did we allow that? We knew what these radicals were. We knew back in the 60s what they were doing when they were blowing things up. They blew up a freaking courthouse in Boston with a nail bomb. People got really badly hurt. Mm-hmm. You know, they pulled off a Brinks robbery. They were blowing up stuff in California and in Los Angeles. They were blowing things up in New Mexico and up in Chicago. And now, you know, they took off the terror. They got out of jail and the statutes of limitation ran out on, like, Bill Ayers, so he just stayed on the run for 7 years, and then they just forgot about him. But that now he's some big-time professor at the University of Chicago. And didn't Obama spend a couple of semesters at Columbia?
Oh, of course, yes.
Yeah, well, Prince Al, well, he donates to them very heavily, too. Or at least he used to before he was hanging upside down
the
ballot.
Though, Joanna, why do we still have a large swath of Jewish population that will run and crawl over broken glass and nails sticking up to vote for Brandon?
I don't know. I think maybe they're seeing the light now, or they're not making the connection to where it's which party is doing this.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing it since Obama. They got Obama in. They got Biden in. They'll do anything. They're gonna. I mean, what do you see what the summer's going to bring? Like I said, school's getting out, so this is only going to last a couple of weeks. This is a snit, but this is a prelude to what the summer's going to bring. They're going to find some cause. But right now it's coming down on the Democrats. And it's failing. So it's going to fizzle out. They don't have the support outside those campuses.
See, I would think personally, if it was me, that right when they come back into school in September, that's when things are going to kick off. And it will be fresh in everybody's minds before they do their early voting.
Yeah, well, I don't know about it being on campuses. It'll probably be in the streets. You know, the DNC is having their convention.
Yes, in July.
In Chicago.
Right.
And this could be a remake. You know, when the economy's bad and these kids are idle and they've just blew it for their careers, those organizations, they'll get them out of jail. They'll pay their bail. Now they don't even have cash bail, so it's not even costing the agencies anything, the organizations.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're not going to be able to get that off their record. And when you're applying for jobs, that counts. And if you're applying for jobs out of an Ivy League college, your college record is part of that. Your background is part of that. And you're not going to be working for Weinstein and Weinstein, that's for sure.
Maybe for Harvey Weinstein.
Hill. Yeah, well, what Jewish law firm is going to hire these kids?
Oh, not a law firm, no.
Yeah, the big, big law firms, Perkins and Coie, they're not going to hire them. Wilmer and Hale, they're not going to hire them. Covington and Burling, I don't think so. They hire, you know, a lot of kids out of Yale. They're a Connecticut law firm, but they're a huge D.C. law firm. Covington and Burling. We did a whole report on them, and that's full of radicals. I noticed a few things, too, that connected between January 6th and the Columbia break-in. Do you know the glass? I've always talked about the glass because I know some about glass. That safety glass that was in that window, but the person that broke that with that hammer didn't have to swing hard, didn't push that glass out. So this person has done this many times. But the safety glass is made in a circle. There's a piece of plastic inside it, like a windshield, or like your sliding glass doors on your lanai. Mm-hmm. Well, those glass panes were also safety glass. If you see it broke like a windshield, it was made to shatter. But it's made in a circle. So the weak points are the corners. And that should be, you should remember that, listeners. The weak points in a windshield or car windows is the corners. But this person was smart. He broke the upper corner. So if he broke the bottom corner, you know, knowing that the corner is the weak point, anyhow, that's the first clue that this person knew what they were doing. Second clue is he chose the upper corner because when the glass falls, it's going to fall down. If you break out a lower corner, the glass is going to shatter and fall down on your hand. He's also wearing gloves. But he knew to break the top glass, and then he knew to take that hammer and shave out the shard ends, you know, like to give it a clear out. That's what they did January 6th. Exactly like that. They pushed out the corner and cleared out the excess shards and then went in. But they broke the window exactly the same manner. So that person was trained to break that window. That was not a student. And then once that person got in, he ran down the hallway away from the camera. And you didn't see him again. Oh, you might have, but he went down and changed clothes. He had on one of those cafes, too.
Yeah.
But then he disappeared. And then you see all the other people coming in. But you don't see that person again in the film. And I watched the whole thing. It just it was running. It wasn't, like, spliced or anything. It wasn't edited. You know, it's those details that matter. You can see who belongs here and who doesn't. Then you got a couple of idiot kids follow them in. Just like the Ray Epps thing. You know, you got the agitator, the lead, he broke in, he got in, and then he disappears. So now, he's done his job, he's leaving. It's all orchestrated. It's like watching a movie, and you can spot the bloopers.
Yeah, I just wonder... How many of these kids realize this is their future they're giving up here?
They don't. Kids live for the minute. They don't think in abstract. You know, 5 years from now is a long, long time. To us, it's a blink of an eye. But when you're younger, 4 years from now, 5 years from now, 2 years from now, that's a long time away. 6 months is a long time. They don't have a concept of future and preparations and things like that, unless they've been taught that. But these kids at these Ivy League schools, they never broke a nail. They're soft. These aren't hardy farm kids. These aren't the tech kids. These aren't the trade school kids. These are the kids who were all the brains and they were pampered and stuff. You know, even the smart kids, you might get a couple of poor smart kids, but they're the ones that are studying really hard. The other ones just, you know, you get them a Mercedes and they wanted a Beamer, they're going to tell you, I don't want that car.
So these people, the Gen Z or whatever it is, so They never really had to work for anything. They never had to believe in anything. So when
right.
someone tells them something, there's no conscience involved.
Right. They're like Play-Doh. They're just a blank slate. You know, they come from sheltered little lives, and not all of them, but most of them. You know, those foreign students, those kids aren't broke. You know, half of them, the foreign students, like the Saudi ones, the princesses and stuff, they bring their own valet with them. We had two Saudi princesses at the college I worked at. They had their own staff. They brought their own food. They had their own, I was their cook, but they had their own menu and their own food items and their own recipes.
So you had to cook halal?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They would send me the ingredients. Actually, I didn't have to cook halal, but one of the kids had Crohn's disease, so everything was gluten-free. We had to use, like, corn pasta, and she had dairy allergies. So they would provide all the ingredients and stuff, but I had to prepare them. But she didn't eat meat. Which was good. And they were very nice girls, too. Very, very nice girls. These kids are not, they're not inner city kids. These kids vacation in the Hamptons and in Europe, and you know, next time you're out that way, might want to stop in the Middle East and see what's going on around there. If you're really committed to the cause, and you can protest all you want, just know that we know it's not organic at all. It's completely orchestrated. And they had to change the subject anyhow because, you know, Trump, all these trials and stuff, they thought that was going to go their way. And that didn't quite pan out how they thought it was going to be. It was actually boosting Trump's ratings. So, you know, that backfired on them, so they needed something to take everybody's attention.
I wonder if they're going to arrest Trump after his speech in Michigan today.
I don't know, but I don't think putting him in jail is a good idea. That would create a constitutional crisis. This is a misdemeanor. The guy doesn't even have the right to be bringing federal charges. He's not a federal prosecutor. They haven't even decided what the crime is yet. And they got him in court day after day just bashing him. You know, they're just assassinating his character. They're just, you know, this whole parade of horribles, Trump, 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 Trump. Nothing they've said he's done is illegal. But, you know, it's all salacious. It's all extramarital stuff. And no one wants to hear about that. We're not going to marry him. We're not going out to dinner with him. And it was quite a long time ago. You had to violate the statutes of limitation to even bring this. So, I don't...
And this was even up for trial years ago. So they're digging up a trial that was already decided on.
And the alleged victim said there was no affair. It was a shakedown. Her and Cohen were trying to shake down Trump. That's what that was about. And they were trying to sell the story to everybody, and nobody would buy it. The Inquirer finally bought it. And then he buried it because he knew it was bullshit.
So, and let me ask you then, what's the latest on the Aragon case with the allegedly the Mar-a-Lago's not worth as much?
That they can't do anything yet because there's something going on in the courts that they can't find out until June. So that's on a hold. Same with Jack Smith's thing.
I just like the fact that when Letitia James says, well, why don't you sell your Mar-a-Lago house? You can get $500,000 out of it.
Yeah.
But it's only worth 16 or 18 or whatever they said, so...
Yeah, $18 million.
Didn't you just step in it?
Exactly. Even she knew what the value of it was. Because she was telling him to take out money out of sell that and take that money. Well,
yes.
You want $350 million, you said... That's only worth $18 million. What do you mean sell it? So you know it's worth $350 million, right? the price that they gave him to pay. That's probably what the actual price of Mar-a-Lago is. They know the real assessment value of that, and it probably is worth about $358 million. That's a price tag most people would put on it. And that's a pretty big price tag. But it's a hell of, and it's a hell of a lot more than $18 million. And this guy, Erdogan, when did he get his property appraiser's license? Or Letitia James?
In another state,
and she's
no
another
less.
One. And she's doing exactly the same thing that she's accusing Trump of doing. Overvaluating her property. She bought a house for $156,000, and then she took on a $400,000 mortgage on it. Well, no one's going to give you a $400,000 mortgage unless it's worth $400,000, right? So how'd you get it for $150,000, first of all? Second of all, you're overvaluing your property to get loans. Because who knows, it's probably only worth $150,000. If the judge decides it's worth $150,000, that's what it's worth. That's what you paid for it, right?
Yeah, but at least that's in the state of New York. That's not in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the other one's stashing cash, and she was dragging her boyfriend around with her to D.C. to the party. No, not D.C., Miami. Fannie Willis.
Yeah, you're talking about Fannie Willis, right?
Yeah, Fannie Willis. She was at the Black People's Party in Miami.
Yes.
And Laura Luma caught up with her. And somebody who looked very much like Nathan Wade was trying to put his hand in front of the camera. And the waitresses, why do they dress those poor girls like that? I know it's Miami, and I know it's a nightclub, but the waitresses were very scantily dressed.
Oh, I didn't see it, so I don't know.
Yeah, they had on less than Hooters girls.
Hmm.
I mean, they're all pretty girls, well-built, but... I don't know, they look like dominatrices. I don't know. I wonder if Georgia's paying for her little trip to Miami. They stayed at some four-star hotel, too. Now, that case shouldn't be going anywhere, either.
Yeah, I can't believe that's still going on because didn't they find two separate cases or two separate issues of voter fraud within the last couple months at least? And to say
yeah.
that Trump is saying there's election fraud?
Yeah.
And that's not even including Ruby Freeman stuff.
And the woman who was trying to be governor there, Stacey Adams, been screaming about election fraud for years.
Right.
So she believes that there's election fraud. Why doesn't Fannie? I would call her in as a witness. If I was Trump, I would absolutely call Stacey Abrams in. Do you think there was election fraud? She's going to say, yeah. What else can she say? She's been running around for 6 years saying, yeah. 8 years.
Hmm. Well, did you see what Michigan just passed, though? Michigan State,
no.
they locked it down. So there's no one that's going to be able to challenge any election ever in Michigan State.
Oh.
It's illegal
that's
to contest
not-
an election.
That's absolutely unconstitutional, first of all. That should immediately
be
challenged.
Let me get you the article from the Gateway Pundit.
Yeah, well, that should be immediately challenged. Who the hell are these people to say such a thing? And where do they think they get the authority to make a rule like that? any law deemed unconstitutional is not a law at all. We don't have to obey a law like that. You don't know what... Wow.
Yeah, so no recounts. It's illegal to say it's election fraud. I'm reading it now here, so let me get you a link.
Okay. My goodness. That's something.
I'm just giving Joanne a moment here to catch up to me here.
Won't allow recounts, and they're going to bar investigations into election fraud. Holy frioli.
Yeah, if you're banning stuff like that, everybody should know exactly what that means. It means that they plan on election fraud. Because if they're banning every way to challenge an election, they must know something that they don't think anybody else does.
Wow, it says they smashed through this gigantic pile of election fraud, enabling legislation today with Democrat-only votes. And then it's SB 603, State Bill 603, repeals the current law, which gives bipartisan county boards of canvassers the authority to investigate fraud and other wrongdoing. So with the passage of this, there's no future route for requesting a recount if you believe there was fraud. There's no path to request it, so this board is now moot. I don't know. Ignacio says the bill says a recount could not assess the qualifications of the voter participation in an election or the manner in which ballots are applied or issued to voters. So if illegals and dead people and those not registered in Michigan are voting, you can't assess the qualifications of those voters or the way that those ballots were given to them, how they issued them? Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That bill, there's nothing about it sounds legal.
No, so how can they get away with that?
I don't know, because no one's making a big deal out of it yet. But that's something. Wow. That Judge Mershon, he's going to say that, he said that he might grant Trump's request to miss a day of the trial to attend the kid's graduation. So he's thinking about it. Did you see O'Keefe's new video today?
Yes. I watched it at about 6 p.m. Eastern.
That's something else, too. Matt Gaetz, he's already called on the Weaponization Subcommittee to launch an investigation. But this guy said even Pompeo withheld information from Trump for fear he would disclose it to the public. Now, that's the President of the United States. The public, the public voted for him, and if he discloses something to the public, then it's declassified. It's not their business to decide not to tell the president things for fear of anything. If you fear that the president's going to take information you give him and publicize it, you're free to resign, and then you don't have that problem. But they try so hard to keep information from the American people that even the president, they don't want the president talking to us, telling us stuff. And they withheld information. And they spied on him. And they spied on his family. And they spied on supporters, not just people related to him. And they put a whole lot of his supporters in jail for no reason, but doing a hell of a lot less than these kids are doing on these campuses, that's for sure.
But Trump can't go back on any of this, can he?
What do you mean?
There's nothing he can do about Pompeo and all that withholding information.
No. But he can choose his staff more wisely next time. They're acting really confident, like they already got this next election in the bag. It's funny, it falls on November 5th, too.
That's
you know, the Anons, who's the person that they, remember the 5th of November. The revolution over there. What was his name? You know how they designed those masks? The Anons have those masks. Guy Fawkes.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, Guy Fawkes. It was killing me not to remember it. I'll go to bed tonight. I'll sit up 4 o'clock in the morning. That's it. It'll come to me then, right? Nah, Guy Fawkes. But the 5th of November, that was their chant that they did. Remember the 5th of November. Guy Fawkes Day. So I'm sure that there'll be some things about that, too. Yeah, but they think that, you know, the left thinks they got this in the bag. The left, those college kids think they're on the right side of this. They think they're stopping genocide and murder and stuff. They're not. And they have no idea what they're talking about. They don't know anything about the Middle East. They don't know anything about Gaza or Israel. You know, I'm not sticking up for the Israeli government, but the Jewish people, what do those Jewish kids at that college have to do with any of it? And those kids are Americans. You know, you couldn't do that to black kids or Asian kids or Middle Eastern kids or Spanish kids. Why can you do it to the Jewish kids? White people and Jews now. This is not good. The hate is not good. They're teaching these kids to hate Jews. When you saw the faculty stretched across the stairs of that building with their hands interlocked, it looked just like that picture of the Jews trying to get into the college and the police stopping them. But it was the faculty this time blocking the entrance. And they're checking IDs, and they're asking people if they're Jewish because they don't want the Jewish kids on the campus for their safety. They told them to stay home and use Zoom. So you're paying $100,000 a year to take an online course? Well, that doesn't sound right. These kids should be demanding reimbursements for some of the semester. Part of the agreement to go there is they provide a safe and secure environment. And that's not what they're doing.
I don't understand why it's so hard for the schools to say everybody gets a seat at the table, other than the fact that they're getting paid to do it.
What seat at the table? You know,
no,
if you want to seat
I'm
at the table
is
at the college.
If you're anti-Israel, you can protest.
Yes.
But you're not allowed to block people, and you're not allowed to offer to kill people.
Yeah.
So
you can't interfere in other people's liberty. You have the right to liberty. You can protest all you want. You can stand there and protest and state your case and do whatever you want. You can't destroy other people's property. You can't interfere in other people's liberty. You can't block them from freedom of travel. You can't stand in their face and verbally assault them. You know, it's not personal. It's politics. You can say whatever you want to say, but you're not free from the consequences of your actions either. And sleeping outside in a tent in a courtyard is not really revolutionary. Occupy did it. And they did it in that chop jazz thing. And now you think you're going to do it in a college campus? Where are you going to shower? Where are you going to go to the bathroom? So you just go in and out of the building to use the bathroom and use your dorms and stuff? And then go out and pretend you're camping? You know, go to meals in the dining hall?
Well, that's my point. So you could protest. You can protest your heart's consent, but you have to do it the legal way.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't, you know, sidewalks and stuff.
There's nothing in the Constitution that says you're allowed free speech unless you're Jewish. Just like
right.
It doesn't say you're not allowed free speech unless you're black. It doesn't work
right.
That way. And when Democrats are in control, there always has to be some group of people that are hated.
Yes.
And I
they
just hope people...
Us.
Yes.
Yeah, they don't want us getting along.
I hope people can see it this time, Joanne.
I hope people can see it. We don't want to be divided. There's no reason, and they always pin it on a race, because, of course, race is going to come into it. Or you're an Islamophobe or anti-Semite. There's always a slur to go along with it, so that those people are at each other's throats. Darling, you're all Americans. You don't have to worry about that anymore.
Are we going to have
you're here in America, you're free.
Fountains,
all of you are free.
Joanne?
Yeah?
Are we going to have Jewish-only communities and Jewish-only water fountains?
I don't know. I don't even know. I mean, if it was up to them, there wouldn't be Jewish anything.
Right, I know that.
They don't know anything about the Middle East. They don't know anything about the history. They don't know. They deny the Abraham Accords. They couldn't even tell you what the Abraham Accord was, first of all. You know, they couldn't tell you the history and what's gone on over there in that region and all these people with the involvement. You know, why aren't their neighbors taking them? You know, if this genocide is going on, then how come the Egyptians haven't interfered or the Jordanians? You know, how come they haven't put a stop to it? They're capable.
Yeah, why is Iran not offering to take these people in?
Right. Nobody's offering.
But the thing is that they chose Israel and they chose Palestine because that's that war has been on since the beginning of time and will always be a war.
Yeah. You know, and all this food and supplies that were sent, and the Egyptians were bringing it in with the trucks. Hamas stole the supplies and killed the drivers.
Mm-hmm.
So Egypt stopped sending the supplies in. And now we're building a bridge, but they've already sending rockets that way. They had to have a work stoppage when they were trying to build this pier that Biden wants them to build so they can bring supplies in by sea.
So my question, Joanne, I have a legitimate question. So Brandon wants to bring in all the refugees from Gaza, even if it means the whole population of Gaza moving to the United States. So who's going to live in Gaza now?
I told you what they're going to do. It's going to be beautiful oceanfront seaside property. It's going to be regentrified. There's not going to be squalor there. There's not going to be Tobacco Road, you know, beat up old buildings.
Are you saying it's going to be another Dubai?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then
yep.
Who's going to control this?
Israel. They'll have a blended government. Israel will oversee it. And the Palestinians will have the illusion of a government. It'll be like, you know, state governments and a federal government. Israel will be the feds, and all the little municipalities will be their own little villages and their own little corporations, you know, little cities and towns.
See, personally, I just think it lines up so that right when right before it looks like we're on the brink of World War III, that's when the Antichrist comes in and plays Captain Save-A-Ho, and a 7-year peace deal gets made. That's just how I see it.
Yeah, well, the Palestinians will have some say in the rebuilding. You know, you got to have the cooperation of the people. But Hamas is not going to be. Hamas is done. They're not going to allow Hamas to fester like they've done before. This is it. But, yeah, Israel's going to oversee it. It'll be a territory for a while. And it will get rebuilt, but it'll be rebuilt with beautiful hotels and resorts and that type of stuff, as it should be. You know, they don't have a domestic product. They don't have anything in Gaza. They're a welfare state, and they survive on donations from countries around the world. And then Hamas takes most of it, and the people see very little of it. But if they were to turn into a bustling seaside community and attract tourism, they would, even service industry would be a GDP, a domestic product that they could make their own money, and they could probably flourish. And the people would do much better. But with a group like Hamas that's taking all the supplies and taking all the money that's being donated around the world, and they're building tunnels, and their specific goal is to kill Jews, well, the Jews aren't going to sit there and just let it happen. So this is going to be a never-ending war. But get rid of Hamas. Start being civilized. The world will help rebuild. And you do need a peacekeeping force there. Why wouldn't
So then what happens to Hamas then?
Hamas is all done. They cannot be allowed to continue. They are all done. They got to be. That's who is oppressing the Palestinians.
Oh, I understand that, but I just don't think Hamas is going away. So what is Hamas's region?
Well, they're being decimated to the point where their power is almost gone.
And then Hezbollah.
Hezbollah is being taken care of on the other end. Israel's telling them stay out of it. And, you know, every now and then they let off a candle, but they're not very sophisticated. That's going nowhere. And there's also strife inside Lebanon between the Christians and the Muslims. So they got their own thing to worry about. Yeah, see, these kids don't know any of that. And Iran is terrified that Trump is coming back. Because when Trump comes back, that whole free ride that they've been on since Biden's been there, and that they were on before Trump with Obama, and all the sneaky stuff they were doing with John Kerry, that all comes to an end. So Iran's having their own internal problems, too. That's why they're trying to be the hard guy over there in the Middle East to take their people's mind off revolution. You know, but where was Obama when those Iranians were acting up and they were trying to overthrow the Ayatollah? Obama wanted nothing to do with it. He let all those people get killed. He let that revolution get squashed. Now they're going to try it again. We'll see what happens.
Going back to what you were saying before, these globalists really think that we're a bunch of saps and we're just going to roll over and let them take over the United States. And
yeah,
and allegedly where we're going to have no more coal plants at all in the United States in 10 years. Brandon signed that off.
Yeah. You know, but it can't be all Brandon. there's got to be other people involved in this. So you got the machine that runs DC.
They, I understand, but I'm just saying for all
but
intents
yeah, he's
and purposes.
He's signing off on it. But, any kind of bill has to go through Congress, and then it has to go through the Senate. Now, both parties should have fidelity to the United States of America and the American people. You know, it shouldn't be the good guys and the bad guys. It shouldn't be that one group of them is communist and the other group is capitalist. No. We have a capitalist society.
We should all be people that have the United States' best interest at heart. It's just a different way to go about doing things. That's how it should be.
Yeah, it shouldn't be total destruction. See, once you realize the plan is to destroy everything, then it makes it easier to see what's going on here. They are absolutely trying to remake the whole American society. They have pushed aside our Constitution. They think they have a better plan. They are Marxists. Marx never had a job in his life either.
No.
You know, all he was another one who was always blaming the rich people. You know, I don't want to blame rich people. I want to be a rich person. But the same people that are doing this Marxist revolution, they're still playing the stock market. They're robbing our treasury blind. They don't know what they're doing. You know, they want to run everything, and they couldn't run a popsicle stand. They don't know what they're doing. This country should be making money. We shouldn't be bleeding money, and we shouldn't be hemorrhaging money. We have the resources, we have the materials, we have the intelligence, we have all of that. This country should be flourishing. You know, they talk about climate change and pollution and all that. We have zero emission capability. We can do on all of the above strategy. We can use wind, we can use solar, we can use battery, but we can also use clean technology. We can refine our own oil. We can drill our own oil. We can do it cleanly. This isn't the 1920s where you had oil spills and things like that. That was all prehistoric. This is 2024. We have technology that we don't even use. And these electric cars, you shouldn't have to plug them in at all.
No,
they should be able to self-recharge.
But if oil was so bad, then why is it only Western countries are not allowed to have it, but everybody else can?
And oil is not even a fossil fuel. It's a replenishing fuel. It's a renewable fuel.
Right. So Thailand and Vietnam, they could still have cars. India can still have cars. So can China. But
yeah,
Germany,
and, you know,
they're stopping
people
from driving on
weekends. The oil underground
is
under a lot of pressure, too. The oil that's underground is under a lot of pressure. And if you don't drill it, it's going to come up through the ground one way or another. It's going to seep through. Like I said, Caddo Lake over in Louisiana was an oil lake. And the refining capability we absolutely need, and we can refine clean. You know, it's not like the old sulfur refining like we used to do. Whole new ways of doing them, but they won't permit it, and they won't. Why do we even need permits for this stuff?
So let me ask you: if Trump gets back in, he could say no to any of this, right?
Yes, and he can deregulate all that stuff, and he can start reissuing permits.
Yeah, it'll take about 6 to 9 months for us to get gas flowing at a normal rate.
Yeah. And we're not, you know, you can do it without damaging the planet. And everything is energy. Imagine just walking across your floors in your house and you're stepping on these little sensors under your flooring. And every time you step on one, it sends a burst of energy to a battery. just the act of walking across your floor could power your house. Everything.
I've seen
energy.
The same thing with the exercise bikes.
Yeah, the exercise bikes. You know, you go to a gym and they plug in an exercise bike, and they plug in a treadmill. How about you work on the treadmill that's giving energy instead of receiving it? As you're pedaling on the bike, you could be creating fiction, and the people exercising on the equipment could be powering the building. You know, in schools, in exercise class, if the kids want to take time off, get on an exercise bike and pedal. And the pedal will run a generator, and the generator will run the computer screen. If you want to do recess on an exercise bike, go ahead. You can watch your computer. You can play a video game while you're pedaling. And if you don't pedal, you don't have any electricity to watch the game or play the game.
That's true.
Yeah, so stop pedaling and the game stops. Keep pedaling. The kids will be getting exercise, and they'll be able to play the game too. You don't have to worry about all these sedentary kids, these soft kids. At least they'll be exercising. When you get tired, end the game. Like I said, all these electric cars and stuff, they should be powering themselves. Everything about a car is energy. Breaking wind is energy. You know, cutting through space is energy. The tire is turning. It's energy. The paint job could be solar paint. People put sunroofs on their cars, put solar panels up there. Everything about that car could be charging its own battery. No reason to plug it in. They're going to tell you in California, oh, don't use your air conditioner because it's going to cause brownouts. We've got too many people using the grid. And don't forget, buy an electric car. Well, are you going to plug them in? You can't run an air conditioner. How are you going to run an electric car?
Did you see the coin that Governor Grusom said you could design the next California coin? And the most popular design was a tent, people living in a tent with a fire next to it.
Oh, man.
And it just looks like squalor.
Yeah. The official homeless coin.
But it's loving and liberal, though.
Uh-huh. And expensive. And expensive. They've been spending like $1.42 billion on homelessness in California. And homelessness is only increased. Because they're spending it wrong. And they can't account for most of it anyhow. Probably never even bought anyone a tent.
So let me ask you another question regarding Governor Grusom. So now that we're just a couple months away from the DNC, do you think they're going to do a switcheroo?
I'm like 60-40. 60 they keep Biden because he's a perfect puppet. He has done everything that they asked him to do. He's a noodlehead. He's not even aware of his surroundings. Joe drags him around like Weekend at Bernie's. They got to have somebody hold his hand. Even Ocasio-Cortez had to hold his hand, probably so they wouldn't end up having a silver alert for him. But, yeah, he's the perfect patsy. And when the chips hit the fan, he can just say, I don't know, I'm a noodlehead. I wasn't aware. I don't recall. And all the people in the background who are really running the show, they get away with it. He's just running cover for them. Michelle would not cooperate like Biden does. she has her own mind and her own way of doing things, and she likes being the boss. And she's not afraid to fire people. Remember how she went through help?
Right.
Joe Biden's terrified to fire people. He hasn't fired anybody. And he's got Samantha Powers, and he's got all of those people around him. Jake Sullivan, Mark Elias. Even Podesta's weaseled his way back into the White House.
Exactly, right.
You know, so, I mean, all these vipers, he's in a den of vipers, and they're all controlling him. They're not going to control Michelle. She has no use for Hillary Clinton, and Podesta's her boy. That's Clinton's boy. He'd be gone in a heartbeat. And, you know, she might not even keep Obama. You never know.
Well, I know he is a nice lady, but
yeah,
I think they pinned their hopes on that he would say yes to the dress or yes to the presidency, but when he said no, I think that really stumped them.
That did rock the whole DNC because, you know, she was supposed to be their dark horse and she was gonna
see. Did you see I doubt you paid attention to the NFL draft 2 weeks ago.
What about it?
Well, actually, I think it was last week, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Anyway, they you know how they trot out some of their people just to gauge interest, and they put them in various areas so that they can gain support. So with the NFL draft, the Detroit Lions, they trotted out Gretchen Whitmer to give the pick, and I've never seen somebody booed as mercilessly as Gretchen Whitmer.
Yeah, well, she's been exposed as a fraud. She's a straight-up commie, and she's nutty. She's got them wild eyes. You know how they always got those big, buggy eyes?
Oh, I know. They like the Adam Schiff eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks like she's tripping all the time. She's scary. I don't like her. I get hoogie boogies from her.
I understand.
Something about her just makes me shiver.
But that's what they like about her. But anyway, she was booed just mercilessly. I was laughing my brains out.
Good. People are smart. You know, they tried to stop us from talking. They tried to keep us from spreading information, but it got out anyhow. You know, and just when you think you're not making any progress, because we've been at this a long time, and I get frustrated. I think, you know, I'm banging my head off the walls. Stuff we told people 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago is now coming around. And people will say to me, did you see what just broke? And I'll be like, I told you about that 4 years ago. Well, you couldn't have.
Well, we've been working together here a long time, Joanne, so it's equal on this side as well.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and the people who can see, who's really the blessed ones? Because the ones that can't see, they're delightfully, you know, in their ignorant bliss, but the ones that can see what's going on, it's so upsetting to feel like you know, how come I can see it and they can't? And can they really see it and they're just denying it?
I'm not a college graduate, so it's not like I'm the smartest guy out there, but you see this and it's just common sense to me.
Well, not only that, but the people pulling it off always tell us about it. They always tell us before they do something. Mm-hmm. But people don't even listen to that.
Maybe it might not have been as bad for you, being that you were in Florida, but for example, with the COVIDs, I said no to any gene therapies. I still never put a scam on my face to this day. I must have had hundreds of thousands of people mock me and say that I'm an idiot. I have people in my own family that said I'm stupid for not getting a gene therapy.
I got a lot of that, too. but not really a lot of it in Florida. Some in Florida. I mean, some people went really cuckoo. Some of the people from, not from Florida, who came to Florida, who fled to Florida. And you could tell who they were. They were insisting everybody around them wear masks. And we're like, no, we're in Florida. We're not doing that. So they would just get frumpy and leave. They wouldn't, like, attack you and call you a baby killer and stuff like that. But they were still paranoid, a lot of them.
Yeah, they flee to Florida and then expect you to turn Florida into Massachusetts.
Right. And we refused. We weren't doing that.
So, Joanne, we do have a caller here. And at some point, Mr. Broccoli has to have his say. But let's get your best friend in here first.
Yeah, let's bring the caller in. And would you send me a link to Broccoli?
Hey, Joanne. Hey, guys.
Hey, Joe. Good to see you.
Hello.
I was in Iowa last week on one of my consulting jobs.
Nice.
So I got
Yeah, we
I
were having
hot...
computer difficulty anyhow, so we had to postpone the show.
Oh, I have to tell you a scoop I found out, and I remember the big plane crash that happened out in Iowa. They wrote a song about it, American Pie. You know, the three rock and rollers that were in it?
Yeah, the Big Bopper, Richie Valens, and Buddy Holly.
Yeah, well, they didn't die in a snowstorm. You ready
what
for
happened?
This one?
What?
They had somebody had a gun in the cockpit, and they were playing around with it, and they accidentally shot the pilot.
Oh, no.
And the Undertaker was told to keep it hush-hush. This comes from a friend that knew his son of the Undertaker.
Wow.
They covered it up.
That's huge.
Yeah, yeah. You know, somebody that lived in the town told me that. You know, we were in the same town. So that was real interesting, you know, to find out.
Yeah, that's interesting. I'm going to do a little follow-up on that and see what I can find.
Yeah, yeah, see what you can. Hey, I just wanted to say, number one, our energy production on oil is at an all-time high. We're pumping like crazy right now. And if Trump gets in there, we're just going to explode even more.
Yeah, well, he shut down, Biden did, any hopes of ANWR, shut down any offshore drilling. Shut off liquefied natural gas now. The people in Pennsylvania are losing their minds about that and the coal. People in West Virginia are losing their minds about the coal.
The other thing I wanted to point out, did you see now when Biden walks to the helicopter that he's surrounded by a whole bunch of staff because he can't walk right?
You know, they should just put him in a wheelchair. Roosevelt was in a wheelchair and Governor Abbott's in a wheelchair. And those were two pretty hard-nosed guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't call those either one of those two men a wimp.
Well, that's their new strategy now, to hide Biden's walk.
Yeah, well, at least he'll walk in the same direction as all of them. That would be a plus.
Well, he's walking in a sense to a big hole, it's called hell, and he's going to go, and I hear in hell they're making a lower part for him.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, he does walk kind of stiff. He throws his legs. He doesn't, you know, extend his legs. He throws them. And then he has to jog to keep up because he goes off balance a little. When you see him do his little jog thing, trying to look like he's got pep and vigor, he's actually trying to regain his balance. I've seen that a lot in people that can't walk very well. You know, when they forget left, right, left, and they do a second left, and they got to catch that up. Mm. But, yeah, they probably don't want him wandering off either.
No.
He does stray.
And did you guys hear about, I don't know if you brought it up on the show, I was working, that in that bill that they passed for the Ukraine, there's like $3 billion to bring these Palestinian creeps over here.
Yes, and there's another $7 billion in aid for them over there. But he's already been bringing them. He's been dropping them off left and right in New York. Yeah, he's brought about about 4,000 of them over.
Not one Mid-East country wants them. Not one.
No.
Not one. And he's sending them here.
There's got to be a reason for that.
Well, he wants to destroy this country. That's what they're after. They don't care about anything else.
Yep.
You think Joe Biden cares about anybody but himself? No.
You see what happened in Alabama? I guess Biden was going by protesters, and one side of the street was a bunch of Trump people. And on the other side of the street were a bunch of pro-Palestinian people. When Joe Biden's motorcade went by, they were all yelling, F Joe Biden, both sides of the street.
It is, I've never seen, you know, we're all old enough. We remember the 60s. We remember the riots. You know,
I remember the riots.
Wait till Chicago comes, the convention in Chicago.
I'm worried about that, and I don't want stupid kids getting caught up in that. You know, I know they got their ready-made mobs, but that's going to be serious. In Chicago, you know, those kids got nothing better to do. It's going to be in the summer. No summer jobs. They're going to be running around recruiting those kids, you know, offering them money to show up. And then they're going to whip them up. You know, Chicago's going to burn. The mayor is not going to bring out the cops or the National Guard unless they absolutely have to. And you know what's going to happen is all these kids that fall for it, they're the ones going to jail. They're the ones that are going to get beat up and sprayed with tear gas and all that stuff. They're the ones whose neighborhoods are going to get burnt down. So when this whole circus moves out of town, the people are going to be left with nothing. They're going to be standing in a burned-out shell saying, what happened? That's what they did in Ferguson.
Yeah.
That's what they did in, where that kid, what's his name, was it Waukesha or something? Remember the kid that shot a couple people? Oh, my gosh.
Not too many of them.
Was that they shot the
Rittenhouse, Kyle Rittenhouse.
Right,
Yeah, where was that?
That was
like,
up
Waukesha
in
or something.
In Wisconsin, to the south of Milwaukee.
Yeah, I forget the name of the town now. I had it on the tip of my tongue a minute ago. I'm having a brain seizure tonight. I'm trying to think of everything all at once.
Well, lots going on, though.
Yeah. Kenosha.
Yeah, Kenosha, yeah.
Yeah. It does come to me, but it takes me a minute. going through my memory banks here.
None of this is helping the Democratic Party. It's destroying them one way or the other. And I
Do
see
they know
that
it?
Fine. Huh?
Do they know it?
No, they're too dumb to know.
And where's Schumer? All that going on at Columbia and at City University. Isn't that Schumer's district?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
isn't Schumer
strangely
Jewish?
Silent.
Yes, Schumer's Jewish.
Yes. And he stands there, I stand with Israel, and he has the scarf with his Star of David on it, and he dons that when he's out there trying to sucker the Jews into voting for him. And now he's done nothing to help them, nothing to stand up for them, not a word out of his mouth. Senate Majority Leader from their district, the same district that the universities are in. And he's strangely silent.
Yeah, and did you see Cohen that's supposed to be testifying against Trump? He's been on he's doing podcasts. He's been all over the place telling every which story against Donald Trump, they're going to tear him apart when he gets on the stand.
Meanwhile, Trump can't respond. You know, I'm thinking this gag order isn't such a bad thing. I mean, it's very unconstitutional, and Trump should be able to say exactly what he wants to say. But it's also making him look like more of a victim. And he keeps bringing it up. I can't say what I want to say, and this guy's all over running around and talking to everybody. And, you know, that just when the enemy is in the process of killing themselves, don't interfere.
Well, I saw the House is now going after, you know, that report released end of last week about everything. Too late, though. And now what's-his-face is going after them, subpoenas. I mean, it was one big criminal conspiracy to set up Trump. And look what's going on in Miami. All those documents, they set up Trump. They set him up.
Yeah, we hadn't brought that up yet. There was six pallets of boxes that the Government Services Agency was holding on to. And they called up Trump and said, you got to, at your own expense, come get these. Get them picked up. Get them delivered. Somehow get them to you. Trump didn't ask for the boxes. He didn't want the boxes. He didn't pack the boxes. He had nothing to do with the boxes. So they sent a whole bunch of boxes to Mar-a-Lago. And then they did a raid to get information out of those boxes. The stuff they were looking for was in those boxes that Trump never asked for, never touched, never looked at. And they demanded that he get them out of there. That's something. That's huge. That's a setup and a half. They're planting evidence and then going in and finding the evidence they planted. You know, that's like using mock bills. It's entrapment.
Well, it's all falling apart, every last bit of it. And we haven't heard anything from Fannie Willis.
No, she was shaking it down in Miami.
Yeah, I saw that.
Friday.
Yeah, I saw the video.
Yeah, she got Loomered. Laura Loomer's kicking butt, too. And then there's new video that O'Keefe came out with. Now, Kash Patel said that the guy in the video, he had the badge with the green, he had a green badge. Well, they said that he doesn't work there anymore. Well, you don't get a green badge if you're not working there. Because when you're not working there anymore, they take that badge back. You have to turn that in. So, yes, the guy was actively employed at the time. Now, he might have lost his green badge now, but he had it that day. So he was absolutely an employee that day. Kash Patel said that tonight. And he would know. I love Kash Patel. Put him in charge of the CIA, or Devin Nunes. Put him at the FBI.
So, Joanne, do you mind if we bring in our other cohort here?
Sure. Come on in. Welcome, friend.
Joanne, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Good to hear from you. Sorry, our show wasn't around last week. Bianchi Joe's with us, too.
Hello, Joe.
What's on your mind tonight?
Well, Marjorie Greene is talking about putting Mike Johnson on ice, which I think is a good thing.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah,
because
he's really
people,
a Democrat.
Yeah, he lied.
Yeah.
He's going to be a Christian man like Mike Pence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cafeteria Christian.
So you got to get rid of him.
Yeah.
You need
definitely.
To get rid of
Yeah, he took a lot of money right after he voted on that omnibus bill. He took a lot of money from some big munitions companies.
Then you got Jeffries talking about the Democrats you're supporting. I wouldn't trust Jeffries no further than I can throw him.
No, I don't trust him. He's a full flaming Marxist.
That's what I say about these black politicians in those positions. They ain't worth a damn. I tell you what, I really ain't seen none. Only a few that was ever worth a damn that led cities. From my recollect, they can't run a city. They can't run a city. Whites won't say that. I will. They cannot run a city.
Yeah. You're right. I absolutely agree with you. And it's not the color of the skin. It's the ideology. It's this. They stick to this program. And I don't know why. You know, is it the money? Is it, you know, if they don't
throw
the party line, are they going to, like, get bounced out or what's going on?
That's the money. It's the money. That's what it is. It's the money with all of them. That's why this aid going over in Asia Minor, now they call it the Mideast, needs to stop because that money just comes right back around and used to fund these campaigns. Coffers.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they get in there, you don't know where it goes. Maxine Waters pays her daughter over a couple $100,000. All she do is open envelopes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Them and their kids, they all got cushy jobs and their family all betting on the stock market. You know, they got some Republican, I forget his name, but he bought $150,000 worth of stock week before he voted for that omnibus, too.
It's a bunch of bull crap. That's all it is, Joanne. But, you know, this stuff comes to the light pretty soon. It comes to the light. Now you have to worry whether or not people have the eyes to see it.
Yeah. Or the will to enforce it.
The stuff that Johnson does is the reason why some good people don't want to be involved in the mess no more.
Yeah, they don't want to be involved in the economy because, you know, we're getting robbed. All these taxes and stuff. They want to go up and up and up and up on taxes. And people are breaking their backs to try to pay those taxes, and then they're just blowing the money. You know, you got a guy...
Help.
Sweating 9, 10, 12 hours a day. His hands are worked to the bones. His fingers are split. He's worked so hard. His boots are old. And he's paying taxes. And then he goes to the store to take what's left of his paycheck after paying his bills and go maybe buy himself a meal. And he sees these people who don't even belong here, who are illegals, living large, pulling up in nice cars, you know, spending all kinds of money, buying all kinds of foods and junks and stuff. Guy can't afford eggs and bread on the same day. And this is where his tax money's going, and over to Ukraine. And now they want to make it so we got a 10-year repeating budget for Ukraine. What are they, our 51st state now?
They want money for another decade. Ain't that something?
Yeah. Yeah, they're giving everybody and their brother money. We're supporting South American countries when half their population's here. Why are we still sending them money? And we're supporting their people here now, too. So now we're supporting them both places, and we're sending all these NGOs money. And, you know, here's this poor guy working his fingers to the bone, trying to make it to Friday. And this is what's going on with his money. And then you got these court systems. No wonder we don't trust the court systems. And the FBI, the feds. Planting evidence and entrapment and spying on people. And then they say, oh, well, you don't trust the government. You're a conspiracy theorist. It's not a theory. It's a fact. And they admit it willingly. Yeah, we spied on them. No, we didn't have a warrant. Yeah, we told Zuckerberg to give us all the information on everybody. He gave it to us. We didn't know. We didn't have a warrant for that either. And then we're supposed to trust the court system with our freedom and our lives and our Constitution. All three branches of government have failed us. The last hope is trying to keep the Supreme Court adhered to the Constitution.
Well, they're trying hard to get rid of Clarence Thomas, ain't they?
Yeah. Clarence Thomas just asked Trump's lawyers if they had filed charges on something. Clarence Thomas asked one of Trump's lawyers a question. He says, it says here on Leading Report, breaking, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas raised the question to Trump's lawyers if they have challenged Special Counsel Jack Smith's authority to bring the charges against the former president, which could provide a loophole that would disqualify Smith. Smith had to be approved by a Senate vote, and there was never a Senate vote in naming him the special prosecutor. That's come from the Senate, but it came from the Department of Justice. They just said, okay, he's the special prosecutor. So Clarence Thomas asked Mr. Sauer, the Trump's lawyer, did you even contest him being there to start with, that he has no authority?
A lot of them shouldn't have been in that position. I think that word for that is what, ombudsman? Ombudsman or something like that?
Yeah, ombudsman. Yeah, well, that was a good piece of advice from Clarence Thomas.
So
the guy shouldn't even be there, so contest that.
Yeah, he fired a shot across the ball. They're going to have to rethink it now. Because they know they're not going to get at least his vote and probably maybe two others. He probably educated the rest of the judges on the court. They probably didn't have no slightest idea or they wasn't going to mention about it. It's just like the Roe versus Wade. No, the same-sex marriage decision. Kagan and what's her name, Ruth, they shouldn't have never voted on that.
Mm-hmm.
Because they had officiated. They officiated same-sex marriage.
Right. Yeah, so that would be a conflict. That's another thing, the conflicted judges.
Oh.
Yeah, Joe?
There was two former attorney generals that filed briefs in that case questioning Jack Smith, legality to be special prosecutor. It was in their briefs. That was two attorney generals in the past.
Yeah, Michael Mukasey and Edwin Meese.
Right.
Yep.
Well, I haven't heard that name in a long time, Meese.
Yeah. Well, they argued that Smith didn't have the authority to conduct the underlying prosecution. So Clarence Thomas made sure that Trump's lawyer knew about that, so I'm sure that they're working on that now. But that lawyer should have known it, too.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. Trump probably had a good heart, but his wisdom on choosing people for this, that, and the other is piss poor.
Yeah, but look at the pool he had to choose from.
Hell, Barr even came out and said he's going to vote for Trump. You know that. Now, that there is a prevailing wind.
Yeah. Trump should just go in and fire all the lawyers at the DOJ. Remember Bill Clinton did that?
Mm-hmm.
And then George Bush did it, just the younger Bush. He did it, and then the Democrats all flipped out, but he got away with it. But Bill Clinton went in and fired all the lawyers.
That's why I say, and other people are starting to get on with it, is that all these Congress people and U.S. senators should be paid by the states that elected them. If you was elected by Louisiana, pays you. You're going to have to take a constitutional amendment to change the way it is now. But as long as they're paid and their money is going to Washington, you have no way to trace it whatsoever.
Yeah, that would be... I think the job of the Senate, though, is to argue on behalf of the government. And the job of Congress is to argue on behalf of the people. The government has its own needs and the people has its own needs. And they're supposed to find a compromise between all of those needs. So that's why bills come out of Congress and not the Senate. But this omnibus bill come out of the Senate and Obamacare come out of the Senate. And both of those violated protocol. But that tells you that both of those bills benefited the government, not the people. That's why there's only two senators for every state, but the people are represented by the population of the people and how many Congress people
and
are allotted
to a certain
they district.
Should be appointed by the state legislature. But see, if you don't educate your populace is dumb, and they will fall for anything. That's exactly what you see that's going on.
Well, that's what they did with the public schools. No educator is going to educate. No power on earth is going to educate you enough to overthrow them. So they don't want to teach these kids any of that. No civics. They don't want to teach them how the government runs. They don't want to teach them about their documents, their rights, their responsibilities. They don't even want to teach them the structure and how it runs.
And they're doing a good job of not teaching them. You got that right.
Look at those idiots at Columbia Law School, Columbia University. Those kids screaming, those are law students. And I bet you none of them studied constitutional law. Because if they did, they wouldn't be screaming those things.
Well, you got different students than you did back during the Vietnam era.
Yeah, well, those kids learned the law, and they learned how to manipulate the law. And they studied the Constitution not to adhere to it, but to find ways around it. And now, this is a result of all that. All of this is a result of all that, because we let them invade academies and universities and the whole academia world. And we let them have access to gullible students, bunches and bunches of them. Captive audiences, when we weren't talking to, you know, when you talk to your own student, it's one-on-one, and the kid thinks the parent's an idiot. But if a university professor is sitting there in front of a whole class and there's a whole bunch of you around and you're all learning the same thing, it's a whole different experience. And it's an easy setup. You don't want to buck the system. You don't want to go against it. You don't want to get bad grades. You don't want to piss off your professor. And some of those professors can get really nasty, especially those flaming liberal ones.
Yeah, that's
so you walk on eggshells.
That's one of the big problems today. We had a professor in Louisiana State. He's a professor student. And we had one of our state senators. He voted for the bill that prevented gender reassignment for kids under a certain age without parental responsibility. Well, this professor advertised, matter of fact, I'll tell you what, I got the email that I sent. Just keep talking. I'll get right back with you real quick.
Yeah, well, that gender care, too. I don't go for that for the children. No. Wait till they're adults. All right? People change. And detransitioning is a big thing now. A lot of these kids that transitioned have decided now they don't want to transition anymore. You know, that their bodies have matured, their brains have matured. And, you know, a lot of them, thank goodness, were not able to get the surgery somewhere, but not all of them. You know, and now they're happy that they were unable to get the surgery. That's a life-changing decision. And children shouldn't be making life-changing decisions. You know, they're telling us that they shouldn't be responsible for student loans because they didn't understand the terms of the loan. Well, if they can't be responsible for even taking a loan, how can you expect them to make a life decision about something that's going to change their life forever? You know, it's not something you come back from. It's not something, it's not like bankruptcy that, you know, you can still survive after. This is life-altering. And the drugs they give you and things like that, a lot of that's irreversible. You know, so before you let these kids do anything permanent to their body, let their brains mature. Their frontal lobes haven't even fully developed until they're like 20. So, you know, I say wait till they're at least 18, and then if they want to go through the process of transition, well, they're an adult and they can make their own decisions at that point. But the younger children, no. Absolutely not. Don't let them do it.
Yeah.
Especially the little kids. And a lot of these parents now are trying to fit in and be cool. So they're talking these shrinks into transitioning these kids. And I saw one heartbreaking video, this little boy who the mother was transitioning into a girl. Then he finally said, I don't want to be a girl, but will you still love me? And it wasn't until he said those words that she understood, but she had chronicled his whole transition. You know, you can see on the kid's face that he doesn't want these hormone shots. And you can see on the kid's face that he doesn't want to wear those clothes. But he's doing it to please the mother. So you might want to send the shrinks into these parents, too. Because some of them got that Munchausen's by proxy, only it's they're transitioning the kids just to be with the in crowd.
Yeah, you know, the mother probably put them up to do it. You could, and then these parents are just as crazy also.
Yeah. Well, I just say put a stop to it and no irreversible surgeries and chemicals until the child is old enough. When the person's an adult.
The child should be able to make that decision when they become adults. A parent
right.
can't denounce a child's citizenship to the United States, but only a child can do that when they become an adult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, people say you can't buy alcohol and you can't buy cigarettes, you can't get a tattoo, but you can be permanently disfigured? No. If you can't do a tattoo, how can you do surgery? Unnecessary surgery. So I'm absolutely against it. I'm not against trans, but, you know, when you're an adult, I don't care what you do. Leave the kids alone and don't involve me in it, and I'm fine. I'm not having your pronouns dictated to me. You're not going to teach me how to speak to you. I'm not that interested in speaking to you if you're going to train me how to talk to you. You know, things like that, but, you know, I don't know what to say about it, but just leave the kids alone, and I'll be all right. But you stop bothering the kids, I'm not all right. Then we got problems. Because I will stick up for the kids. I'm not going to let anyone harm children. Or animals. I put that in there just in case anybody would say, what about dogs? What about cats? Nope, can't harm them either. Squirrels, nothing. Don't bother them. Leave them alone.
Yeah, I've heard
you know, you have
setting dogs and cats on fire. That's the most cruelest thing that you could ever do.
I would be very I would react to something like that if it went down in front of me. I would react negatively. I'd rather not elaborate on that, but I would absolutely react negatively to that.
Why would somebody want to do that to a poor animal?
There's some sickos out there. You know, I can't believe the condition things are in. And back to those college protests. Go ahead and protest. But I think that it'll fizzle out. You know, when all those kids go home, what, are you going to stay on campus? No one's going to be around. That's why they do
it
right now.
Well, I don't have no problem against peaceful protests.
because we always have had them. You know, going back to the Vietnam War, mm-hmm. you had violent, when U.S. soldiers came back, they called them baby killers.
Yeah.
You had colleges that divest from South Africa. You had some Americans who wasn't from South Africa went over there and staged protests. Like King done when he went into other cities that he didn't live in, staging protests. So they only seem to criticize things that they don't want to criticize, that they don't want to be. And that's totally wrong. Hell, in St. Louis at Washington University, there on the northwest corner of the complex, they had a ROTC building. Well, hell, protesters burned that down. Well, one of the reasons your car insurance is so expensive today, and one of the reasons your food is so expensive, car insurance going up 80% in some cases, is because of all the protests and riots, looting, smash and grab that went on since 2000.
Yeah, well, you know, they got planted agitators in there. And I was pointing it out earlier in the show, the guy with the hammer who broke out the window, he was a pro. The way he broke out that window is not the first window he's broken out. This man practiced. And then he disappeared, and his face was covered. He was wearing a kefir, so you can't identify him in the crowd. But he was a professional, and he was an agitator. And these people, they think they're in a revolution, the really dedicated ones, the ones that are actually working for these organizations and have been activists for a very long time. They would like nothing better than another Kent State incident. They'd be willing to sacrifice any one of those kids for their cause.
Well, you know, they had that type of thing going on back during civil rights. In the civil rights movement, you had 99 white corporations with the Tectonic, T-E-C-T-O-N-I-C, Tectonic organization. They formed an organization that was headed by a guy by the name of Stephen Correa. And either his girlfriend, I don't think she was his wife, her name was Audrey Mellon of the Mellon Foundation.
Yep.
And they paid the Big Six organization. You had NAACP, you had SNCC, you had the Urban League, Southern Baptist. They paid them $1.5 million, $750,000. Twice to bail people out of jail. I mean, that's nothing new about that.
Yeah. Well, you know, these kids, though, this isn't this is going to wreck a lot of their futures. And it's going to fizzle out. Like I said, the colleges are going to be closing. People are going home. Finals are almost over. School's over next week. All that's left is commencement, but all the other kids go home. The only ones left on campus are the seniors because they're going through the graduation process and the families are coming in and stuff. But once the finals are done, the rest of the student body leaves. So this is going to fizzle out in the next week. This has a time stamp on it. An expiration time. So that this is a practice run. This, you know, they're going to save money, and of course, I'm sure they're making money on it too, fundraising. But wait for the summer, because this is definitely, remember, you know how they start out small and they do a job here and a job there. And this was, it was like a dry run, because the summer's going to be hot when they get that DNC up in Chicago. My heart aches for Chicago right now because you know what's coming. And those people have been through enough.
Well, it happened back in the 60s. Well, the 68?
Yeah.
The
yep.
68
the,
Democratic
the
68 Convention?
Riots, yep. Yep. And Joe Biden's the president now. You know, they were doing this at the end of Obama's term, too. And they keep saying that the left's Frankenstein monster is now coming for them. I don't think so. I think they're coming to shape the Democrat Party. Democrat Party, those politicians, they're all scared to death. They're all clammed up tight. You know, so they're trying to reshape it.
Well, they're a bunch of evil people. Not yeah. all, but a bunch of them are. They're evil. All of a sudden, they're out to destroy the United States. They always have been that way. They just switch sides, same people.
Yeah, they're the same people doing the same things. And they're teaching more generations to do it. They're force multiplying. You know, the Weather Underground, they became professors. And then those professors taught students who became more professors. And now look at the state of academia. It's seeped into the, even right down to the kindergartners. You know, all this weird shit they're putting in schools and universities and the way that people are thinking lately and the way they're teaching these kids. And those kids only know what we allow them to be taught. But how are we going to turn this around? You know, these young people that are going to be graduating, they're going to be growing up, they're going into jobs, they're going to be having families. And this is what they've learned. So where does the next generation go? What happens then? You know, we're only supposed to be stewards.
A lot of these people might not think there is going to be another generation.
Yeah. They don't want us to multiply. They don't want us to reproduce.
Oh, these people don't. These people think they're furries. So how are they going to reproduce?
That's a good point. Yeah, and then you got the ones that think they're cats. That's insane, too.
Well, did you see the article that I sent you a few minutes ago, Joanne? So,
which one?
Trump is going to speak at the Libertarian National Convention.
Nice.
They've never had a Republican candidate speak at the Libertarian Convention before.
Well, that's going to be good because, you know, he's conservative, but he's libertarian too on a lot of things, not everything, but a lot of things he is. And he's trying. You know, when he was president, he was trying to give us back a lot of things that had been taken from us. But boy, now we know what he was up against, and we don't even know the half of it.
Exactly.
But the CIA coming out and admitting to withholding information from the President of the United States? Who the hell do these people think they are?
They think they're not getting in trouble for it. That's what they think they are.
Yeah, well, they serve at the pleasure of the President. They don't control the President. Who the hell do they think they are? That's ridiculous. That's bad. If you don't think you can serve the President, your job is to resign. If enough people resign, he's not going to do it. But, you know, you're standing there working against him behind his back. That sounds like treason.
That's
the President of the United States. And you are his subordinate. You serve at his pleasure. You don't withhold information from him. Who are you? And where'd you get that authority? A lot of self-righteous people here doing the wrong thing. But that definitely would qualify for treason. You know, we got to think about these things. That's not a not serious thing. That's a very serious thing. Very, very serious. If the president can't depend on the people around him to give him accurate information and all of the information, because withholding information is also deception. If you can't be honest with him, then you got to go. And it's not up to you whether he makes that information public or not. That's up to him what he does with the information. Their job is to give him the information. Their job is not to control information that's given to them. That cannot end well. You know, because what if they don't tell him something and then they're like, oh, you know, all hell just break loose on the other side of the planet and maybe we should have given him a heads up.
Oh, and then they'd blame Trump for that.
Yeah, then they'd blame Trump for not knowing about it. That's bad. We have to give some serious consideration to how important that O'Keefe revelation is. Yeah, we shouldn't take that lightly. Wow. Chips are hitting the fan.
Well, we expected this, though.
Yeah, we did. But there's so much coming at us. And then they put this college stuff on to just distract away from it. It's just they're taking a week off, I guess, or something. That must be what's happening. All their kids are graduating, and they're trying to take a week off. So this is the entertainment for their break.
Hey, Joanne?
Yes?
I just sent you a document. It was planned far back as November 2023, 136 pro-Palestinian college and university campuses were being planned that far back. So this was all planned.
Oh, yeah.
The other thing is they're taking the money. They're taking the money that they're sending these protesters, and they're putting it into the Democratic Party part of it, fundraising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew they were fundraising. But, yeah. Is the list of colleges and all this stuff. Joe just sent me 136 pro-Palestinian college camps encampments were planned. Well, yeah, it takes a while to order that many tents and that many of the kefir and gloves and masks, backpacks, and arrange all the supplies to keep them there as long as you're going to need them there. You know, if they're going to do a two-week camping trip, then they're going to need 2 weeks' worth of supplies and porta potties and things like that. Yeah, so that organic protest was planned in November 23. Yeah, that gives them time to get all those tents from Amazon and stuff.
Right, and they can get the agitators trained.
Right. Yeah, they have almost 6 months. Yeah, that sounds like a good time frame.
I'm sorry, but nobody just organically decides at once to start hating a certain group of people of their ethnicity. That's a learned behavior. That's not on October 6th, your best friend is a Jew, and then on October 7th, you're mortal enemies. It doesn't work like that.
No. No, they've been feeding this into the kids' heads for a long time. And with the money coming from the Middle East, you know, like the Middle East Studies Program and all the foreign students that come along with that philanthropy. Yeah, it was only a matter of time.
There's one way to look at this too, Joanne. They've had to throw so much at us, and look at what the globalists have reduced themselves to. They've reduced themselves into making Americans hate Jews.
That's awful.
How do you?
Well, I don't think Americans.
There's not much worse
I don't think Americans. I don't think Americans hate Jews. I think what's going on is that America is funding that government over there for what it's doing. That's where the hate comes. Nobody hates somebody because of the religion that they form. I mean, where would that ever stop? I looked on my birth certificate. It says nothing about Baptist, Catholic, Protestant.
Yeah, but it
None
went from the government of Israel to hating on Jewish students at an American university.
Well, they looked at the government of Israel
for what it does. I mean, it has done a lot of things. The sterilization of Ethiopian women does a lot of things. People don't like that.
No.
It comes back at you. It's just like back in the day they were giving South Africa nuclear weapons. Who are they going to use them on, elephants?
Yeah. Our country's done it, too.
United States shouldn't give a dime more of taxpayers' money over in that direction. I don't care to who. None of it.
Okay, well, they'll get billions on a daily basis. Don't worry.
Yeah, well, our government was sterilizing African women, too. And they were sterilizing African-American women right here in the United States. Remember that? They weren't even telling
girls. Margaret, Planned Parenthood had a board of directors by the name of Bill Gates' daddy, father.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And they were sterilizing poor black young girls and not even telling them.
You know,
I've read some horrible stories about that.
Higher spiritual forces don't like that, and there will come a time.
Yeah.
It's just like we have to pay for increased insurance rates. We have to pay for increased food because of the riots and the protests. You know, look at all the Jewish organization that supported Black Lives Matter organization.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I didn't want to have nothing to do with George Floyd. I didn't want to have nothing to do with now I'm paying higher insurance costs.
And all these corporations, they got their arms twisted. They were threatened with sanctions and SEC violations and all kinds of stuff. I remember that Nike came out and said that they were being threatened with SEC violations. And I think Major League Baseball was being threatened, too.
Yeah,
I know the wrestlers were out of Atlanta.
Remember that?
Mm-hmm. And I know the wrestlers were being threatened.
Had verbiage all over the walls and the outfield behind the home plate. I mean, the pitcher's mound, Black Lives Matter, and all sort of keynotes and that was a bunch of bull crap.
Yeah, I know Dana White told him, don't come at me like that. Just get away from me with that stuff. I don't get involved in that. But Vince Lombardi, they were going after him hard. So, you know, they got a way to put the squeeze on people when they want to. So screwed. And what are we going to do? A lot of things have come to light.
It's going to be one of two things. If you can't have free and transparent ballots, you can't go about using Article 5, then people are just going to retaliate. That's what they're going to do. What else is it for them to do? I'm not going to go along with that. That's crazy mess.
Are the people going to stick together? I mean, they got us divided every which way.
I think
are we going to come together?
I think you're going to have divided states, Joanne. Who in the heck want to come together with New York or California?
I don't know. I think we need a clean slate.
But I see a three-state solution happening, Joanne.
No.
I think a three-state solution where Washington, Oregon, California becomes one country. Maine to New Jersey can become another country, and then everybody else is still America.
No, I think we should stick together. I think that we should just fix this. You know, they made two mistakes. When they underestimated us, they thought we wouldn't fight back, and we haven't yet. And they thought they outnumbered us, and they don't. But while they don't, you know, the American people should start making plans on what we're going to do here.
I know you won't. We'd like to see states. I don't think it's going to help. People tired and fed up.
You know,
if women want to kill their babies, if they want to kill their babies, let them kill their babies. Just follow the law. Then don't be letting same-sex marriage couple men adopt children. Talking about they, love is blind. Bull crap.
I don't know. There's just so much, Bianchi. There's so many things we got to work on. The first thing is we got to pull this country together and fly one flag and sing one national anthem and work together to figure out our finances here, because we're getting robbed and nobody's minding the store here. We gotta stop paying attention to that. They have exposed themselves for a couple of years now. Thank God for Trump, because without Trump and without Elon Musk, we wouldn't know a lot of this stuff. So,
yeah,
you know, God's trying to bless us
Musk,
with information. Yeah. Now he's got to bless us with courage and wisdom. Because that's what we need most, is courage and wisdom.
And people want to accuse Trump of so much crap. They want to accuse him about talk about the ad he put out about the Central Park Five. Well, they did do something they shouldn't have been doing.
Uh-huh.
And the prosecutor during DeBasio time, when they wanted to have a third trial, he said, bring it on. But it was DeBasio said, go ahead and pay him.
Right.
They didn't have the technology to do the investigation, chemical and biological investigation at that point in time in history. But they did have it when they called for a third trial. The Basso,
right.
You look, I'm glad you got rid of him.
Well, I think New Yorkers are coming around. I saw hope. I saw hope a couple of times in New York now. Once when Trump went to Harlem and all those people showed up to support him, when everybody was saying, you know, that they didn't, you know, none of these people like Trump, and they all showed up, obviously they do like Trump. And yesterday on that campus, when they had taken down the American flag and hoisted a Palestinian flag up over that college, Columbia, and then some of the student frat boys came and put the American flag back up, and they were singing the national anthem, and they were saluting the flag, pledging allegiance. And they went right through that crowd of protesters to do it.
Well, they should do the same thing when they put up that rainbow flag on the LGBTQ, whatever it is. And you know another thing. You know they had in St. Louis what was called a Forest Park Five, where you had a white person that was beat up. I don't know if he was killed by five black males. You ever hear of that?
Yeah, I think I saw that the other day.
Forest Park Five, that was years ago.
Yeah, I think somebody posted about it the other day. But, yeah, it happens a lot, and it doesn't get the notoriety. We've got to cut that out, too. We can't be letting them divide us by color and stuff. None of us are going anywhere. We've got to stick together.
All the roving gangs you had going on in Central Park during that time, other incidents of location where people were being thrown off buildings and killed.
Ooh.
The
gangs are no joke. And the gangs they got now are more ruthless than that. Look at that MS-13. They had a bunch of girls hostage, and they killed one in a ritual sacrifice. Cops rescued the other girls. This was down in New Mexico the other day. Those are the MS-13.
Yeah, they decapitate them.
Yeah. But they were sacrificing these girls. They had kidnapped a bunch of girls. And they picked one they wanted to sacrifice, and they sacrificed her. That's some sick stuff right there. You know, yeah, then you got the ghouls. bad enough we've got crazy people all over the place. We don't need to import them. And what are we going to do about that? That's still ongoing, but now the border has become the friendly skies, too. Biden's flying people in from Haiti and from Gaza.
Well,
and
see,
bypassing
there,
all of the border.
That there is, he should be impeached on for blatantly disregarding Title 42.
What? Yeah, what's Title 42?
It has to do with immigration.
Didn't they just reinstate that after they had gotten rid of it?
He's not supposed flying people in across state borders, landing in states, and letting people go like that. That's a bunch of bull crap.
Yeah, well, he's just bypassing our immigration system completely and just picking them up in Gaza and bringing them to the United States. And he's dropping them in places like Michigan and New York and Pennsylvania. He's dropping all the Haitians in Florida.
Oh, did you see, Joanne, that the Bahamas is now be worried about cannibals? It's spread over to the Bahamas now.
Oh, my goodness. You got a guy named Barbecue running the place.
Yes.
Well,
I mean,
what was that other? Wait a minute. You had Barbecue, and early on you had somebody by the name of Butt Naked. Remember him?
No.
Yeah, well, these names sound like made-up CIA names, too. And they were just running out of cool names, and they're just giving them stupid names.
I think this guy was coming out of Liberia, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Butt Naked.
Buck Naked. And Barbecue.
What a name.
Like, yeah, there's some strange names. I don't believe half of them. They sound like aliases. That all started with the Clintons, all the Haiti stuff.
In some of those countries, they steal a oil tanker, fill it up with oil, and take it to some port, like down in the Gulf, and sell it. You know, a tanker full of oil is worth, I don't know how many tens of millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's why they got those pirates operating over there in Middle East and Northern and Southern Africa. You know, any of those ships that got to go around the Horn of Africa or cut through the Strait of Oman and out into the Black Sea or whatever, they're sitting ducks. A lot of piracy going on. So, let's do this broadly.
Hey, Joanne.
Yes, Joe.
Found this. I just sent this to you earlier. This guy does a lot of the monitoring of telephone pings. He says, remember all those criminal illegal invaders we've been tracking from the caravans to our borders and then into the interior of the U.S. Today,
yeah.
Over 1,000 of the same devices are present at over 21 protests and growing across America.
Oh. So he's bringing the illegals in and giving them phones, and now they're tracking them to these protests?
Yep.
This guy, Gunther Engelmann, he's one of the better posters over there, and he's saying a majority of the 300 protesters that were arrested at Columbia last night were not even students. We know that.
Hmm.
See? Now that's breaking news. We just dissected it, and you could tell. Right,
there was
the
one earlier. Yeah, there's a couple posts earlier that I just read to you about, three or four. Also, we got something going off the Atlantic right now, Virginia. We got a global hawk out there off the shore of Virginia circling around for something. I don't know what. Something's up. We don't send global hawks off the coast. This is the first time I've ever seen one.
U.S. Navy RQ-4 airborne, southeast coast. Where's Biden? Is Trump coming back from, wasn't he in Wisconsin?
Yeah, he landed early. He came back, and they're going to let him go to his son's graduation.
When's the graduation?
I don't know.
Like
I just
15th,
saw a blurb
right?
of it earlier.
Yeah, it's like May 15th or May 12th or something like that.
You know, they do take a day. They take one day off a week from the trial. That's
yeah,
why he went out today. Well, all kinds of stuff going on.
Yeah
it is. Hell, they don't let him talk. If that's not election interference, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, this UCLA protest is really stupid. Newsom's letting that get out of hand. They're whacking each other with sticks and everything, and the cops never even showed up. They were called, but never showed up.
There was a
girl
that
got
injured.
Yeah, now they got a list of demands. You should hear the stuff they want. Says Colin Mugg says, just in, UCLA protesters are demanding a variety of supplies, including zip ties, gas masks, knee pads, and lotion, but no sunscreen. They want skater helmets and shields. They want wood for the barrier around their little makeshift encampment here. Knee and elbow pads, rain ponchos, canopies, gloves. They want flashlights, sleeping pads, AA, triple, and C and D batteries, rope, zip ties, electric solar power generators, lotion, and aquaphor. Oh, man. And these people are roughing it? Yeah, how's your camping trip? You want other people to bring you supplies? It sounds...
They should have went to Oregon. They would have got everything.
Hell, they're in California. Newsom will send them all this stuff.
They're up in Montreal tonight, too, going havoc.
Yeah, well, of course they are.
One other thing. The bird flu vaccine's coming out.
Oh, yeah. They got to sell more vaccines. A
Kill
vaccine
some more
is
people.
Supposed to... Well, a vaccine's supposed to be keeping you from getting a disease and keeping you from passing this disease on to others. These vaccines do neither of those things. So they're not a vaccine at all.
I've been posting a lot of vitamin D research into my, you know, COVID group that I added you to. Lots of good news on vitamin D. Amazing.
Vitamin D helps to regenerate bone and heal fractures and things, too. It helps strengthen your teeth. So vitamin D is very good for you. I don't know. I think we should get to the broccoli man soon.
Okay, yeah, we have two of them we have to make up for last week.
All right, which one are you doing first?
The furries.
Okay.
The furry, I should say. There's only one.
The furry. Okay, this is a good one. I'll get it brought up.
And then I'm not able to upload clips yet, so that is still down from the website, so I'll have to play it right from my computer.
Well, that's fine.
But the first one I could play now.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
Oh, you know what? I'm not ready. I thought I was.
Oh. You guys want to sit in for some broccoli, man?
Go for it.
Probably out.
Yeah, I like broccoli, man.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
All right, so the first one is broccoli, man deals with furries. So I'll count down. All of these videos out there, if you're listening for the first time, You could binge watch them on Rumble. Just look up Broccoli Man. There's hundreds of them. And this is last week's episode, but we were preempted due to Blog Talk being down. So I'll count down. 3, 2, 1, action.
Meow, 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 meow.
Hey, excuse me. Why did you just pee on the street?
Meow, 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 meow. Yes.
Okay, it sounds like I am going to have to take you in for being crazy.
Meow, meow. I am a cat. Us furries have rights. We can pee and poop wherever we want because I identify as a cat.
You can dress however you want. But when you are in public, you find a restroom to do your business.
If you try to arrest me, I will scratch your eyes out.
Okay, green dude. That is enough. How dare you disrespect and discriminate towards a poor furry person, sir?
It is illegal to pee right in the middle of the parking lot in public. This lady should have been able to run into the business right there and use the restroom.
Meows?
Just for that green dude, I am going to bring you into jail for discriminating against a furry. You keep stepping in it. This respected cat is crucial to our Democrat Party votes. Watch this green dude. Hey furry, who are you voting for in 2024?
Meow meow. I am voting for Brandon. Meow meow. I wish Michael Robinson Obama was running for president. Meow. Meow.
See, sir, this is a well-respected Democrat voter. Even this furry knows Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady. Green dude, why are you such a traitor to democracy? Now, let's get you to my naked TSA body scanner. I need to check your kumquats and your ice cream cone. You might could possibly have the Nuremberg code inside your junk.
You are joking, right? This person obviously needs to relearn how to use the restroom instead of peeing and pooping outside in parking lots.
Sir, this is no way to talk to a very intelligent Brandon voter. So furry, did you take all your gene therapies?
Meow meow. I took all 83 required gene therapies. I have to because I go to Southern Hampshire Institute in Technology. Meow. All the classrooms have litter boxes and I do not have to do any of the work in the class unless they speak in cat. Meow meow.
See green dude, this furry is much smarter than you. They received every COVID's gene therapy while you are so stupid you do not know how to even get the bloody scam on that face. You not wearing a bloody scam gives you exactly 0 points, sir. Now I need to check your kumquats for any videotapes of Donald Trump's speeches.
Yeah. That ain't happening. I am taking this furry in for questioning.
Meow. Woof. I mean meow meow.
Yeah. That is happening. I am taking you in for questioning, green dude. One count of discriminating against a furry. One count of being a bias snitch. And one count of resisting arrest.
Look, I am not scared of you. I ain't never scared. You can take that big talking like a macho man back to G-Lobalist and tell him I am not listening to you guys.
You guys? How dare you gender me, sir? That sounds like a trick for real. Why are you not naked yet, sir?
Because I am not interested.
Don't you back sass me, little busy. I want you to march those legs into that bowling alley post haste. Put those kumquats in the shino bolo and let me my inspection so I can confirm you do not have any illegal air conditioners inside your junk.
No. No means no.
Yes. Yes means yes. I need to see some yum yum chops post haste.
Okay, I have to go now. See you later, wiretap. I have to take this furry in for questioning.
Meow. Meow meow.
You will do none such you something that cur. You been dumb diddly doo doo brown dumb did get on my last test nerve green dude. Just for that I need to check that bunghole right this second. You could be hiding some organic watermelons inside your fudge factory, sir.
How or why would I put watermelons up my butt? I have at least 12 acres of organic produce in my backyard.
You're green dude, you just can't get enough can you? You keep stepping in it. Again you incriminate yourself by advising my ear canals that you have an organic garden. Do you know that organic gardens are the number three reason for climate change? It is number three behind white supremacy and being a Trump supporter. For the love of Klaus Schwab, you best bees is not to grow any organics foodstuffs and simply rely on Bill Gates farmland to provide you the genetically modified foodstuffs. We need to exterminate you 99% delts and fuss budgets. How dare you eat organics produce? You need to save up for Klaus Schwab.
Tell them he can kiss the tailpipe of my gas-powered Mercedes.
Again green dude with the racist, genderist and homophobic connotations, sir? How dare you use a gas-powered vehicle? That is yet another reason you will be is getting arrested for, sir. Now you must immediately disrobe this instant, and get into my 1993 Geo Metro, sir. I want you to say these things to Geolobulus in person.
Tell him I said you all can kiss my...
You absolutely cannot do that, sir. That is Geolobulus green dude. You need to check yourself and protect your neck, big boy. Stand back, stand back. In the middle of my room, I did not hear from you. It's all right, it's all right. To be standing in a line, standing in a line. To be standing in a line. I would cry.
Great. Now another song you have butchered and ruined.
You look here a little busy. The only thing around here that is going to be butchered is your bunghole. I am going to need to do a cavity search right this instant. You best not create any wind out of your backside or else I will also charge you for attempted murder. I knows how you likes to eat broccoli green dude.
Hey everyone. It looks like I need to kick this loser's brains out and then take this furry down to the station. Please educate yourself and do not let the children become woke and indoctrined into becoming communist tool bags. Check out the Proof Negative radio show. Proof is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Proof has on great guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to be aware of. Just go to freedomizerradio.com and click on Listen Live. Also, there are lots of other shows on the network. Just go to freedomizerradio.com and look for the schedule. There are lots of other great shows on freedomizerradio.com.
Meow.
Have you no shame, sir? How dare you feuds around and tell everyone about the Proof Negative radio show? I forbid anyone to get educated on our plans. We demand everyone continue to expose your junk at the TS naked body scanners. You best continue to get your COVID gene therapies. Now you will have to get your gene therapies for the bird flu that we just got done cooking up in a Wuhan laboratory. Those of you delts that five are too highbrow to get gene therapies, will going to FEMA camps. Even though we all know that FEMA camps do not exist.
Alright, well that's one episode down.
That was a good one. I like how he said, don't misgender me, sir.
Yes.
Gotta catch him on that.
Yeah, he has a tendency to do that.
Oh, I like the Stevie Nicks.
Oh, you caught that.
Lyrics too.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I caught that. Stand back. I'm a big Stevie Nicks fan. And,
yeah, I don't know if you know the story behind that, but do you know who does the bass on that?
Correct.
On that Stand Back song, Prince actually does the bass and a lot of the other stuff on it.
Wow.
So, as it turns out, on that particular song, Stevie Nicks thought that what she just wrote was way too similar to Little Red Corvette. So she asked Prince to come listen to it. Prince said he didn't have a problem with it. Stevie Nicks said, I wish you can help me on this baseline. She leaves the room for about 20 minutes, uses the bathroom and does something else, comes back. Everything's done, and Prince has left the building without saying a word.
Wow. What a nice gift. I heard that he was kind of savant with music and mixing and stuff.
Oh, he could play all kinds of different instruments.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard he was a good music mixer, too. He knew how to use the
right
machines to make music, to mix it. No, that's cool. All right, let's do the other one, Lady Unicorn. Now, I have not seen this one.
Well, I haven't been able to put this onto the switchboard yet. All right, so I'll count down right now.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, action.
It's not working for you?
Drag Queen's father's line show with Turkey in it.
Yeah. I'm so glad you got a friend who gets from me as a student to the top of Hampshire Institute of Technology. This is why we need to make sure everyone votes for Brandon. We need to get Brandon to pay us to do these drag shows over in Iran and LP Palestine. Hey, Mike. I think we should convert him as well, so maybe we can do drag shows for Palestine. Huh? I'm so ready. Then the Republicans won't know what to do with us.
We need to make sure these Republicans have nothing to say when he says we is black, we is trans, we is Islam. Anything we can do to have a one world government.
You would lady in the great shade of John said the rest of Trump would be the best invested as my region would have been worked out in the likes of the UK before. And well, right. That was why I got you that I said I have to go use the restroom so I can handle that myself. Lady in the court letting the child right on the stage and told her this is causing light. That's why we never ever wanted to be as a black person. That's why I'm black. I'm sorry to make a bad joke. This is right in the middle of all the hierarchy of people. It's so strong that your penis is the best essence of the planet.
I don't know that I can be used as a trans man. I want to find something against all the blacks. He was just going to say a bunch of racist dish that is too racist.
Yeah, we just arrested that man, Lady Unicorn. Anyone that diddles children will get arrested with no hesitation.
That's it, so. Yeah, what do you have against us black trans peoples?
Mike, have you looked in the mirror? You are as white as Peyton Manning.
Admit it. You just arrested them just because you did black.
And trans.
Did you not see the stage where he diddled a little girl on stage?
Yes, but the girl was white, so it should be the okay.
Capitalism is what boosts more people out of poverty than anything else in the world.
Maybe you do not understand. The rich need to offer these as poor.
Yeah. Thank you.
that the 1% will not be giving up anything, right? They will be the ones owning everything, and the 99% will die off. Your goal is to have only the 1% be alive and have robots to do everything. They are phasing us out of existence. We are getting 15,000 to 20,000 illegals every day crossing the border. This includes tons of others in other countries, people who blew up buildings with people inside, and even Chinese military sneaking in. What happens if we continue?
Because I do not give a ish, and we will vote Democrat.
Yeah. If there's something that guys wake up in this noise, they're sitting some very programming. And if it's Christian today, we need to vote. So, you are saying that ethics and morals do not count as long as you can keep your power?
Yuck. We need communism and I don't not care an issue about how we can start blasting Republicans and the right peoples.
Do you even know what that means?
We do not care.
So now you think it is fresh and trendy to hate on people based on their skin color and ethnicity?
Yes, because most people are writing racist. They do not support giving Israel over to Hamas. And also need to support Ukraine. And China needs to take over Taiwan. If you do not believe that, then you need to go to a region camp and test by terrorists. If you believe that racist, then you need to be asked to leave.
No, we can't ask to go to war with problems, Marcos. Hey everyone, we are going to lose the United States if we allow this type of generational change in our nation. We have record illegals of fentanyl all on the streets, and all kinds of lawlessness. Please get educated, get to the job. Please check out the radio show. Proof is on Monday through Thursday, 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 Pacific Time. Proof has on the best guests, excellent co-hosts, and all the news you need to be aware of. Go to freedomizerradio.com and go to listen live. Also, you can check out the other shows on freedomizerradio.com by clicking on the schedule page. freedomizerradio.com.
You don't seem to understand communism.
I don't want to be anywhere about to show the job. And you say, what more to arrest my things of that? And you say, well, I'm going to take this measure to do it just in the name of the stage. But I'm thinking that we have this at
all. All right, the audio quality is fast on that one. I might have to redo it.
Yeah, it'll probably work better if you upload it to the switchboard.
Yeah,
hey, the LAPD are moving in. Roz Alert is saying the Los Angeles Police Department has just issued a citywide tactical alert for the UCLA campus. Yeah, as large numbers of LAPD and other officers in riot gear are now arriving, preparing for possible unrest tonight. So that's at UCLA.
My question is, what took them so long?
Yeah, well, I don't know what these kids are doing. But, you know, they just come out. 300 people arrested last night, and most of them were not students. And there's a house in Holiday, Utah. This woman's 76 years old. Her husband died. He was a chemist. Well, they just blew up her house. They found old explosives and dynamite. So they found like 56 of dynamite in and around the property. And they removed most of the dynamite, but then they discovered two cases of unstable dynamite in the basement, so they couldn't move it. And then there was 300 containers of chemicals that were removed. They had acids and bases and solvents and stuff. But they just blew this woman's house up. Couldn't move the dynamite, so they detonated it right there in her house. That's strange.
Well, why would they do that?
Because they couldn't move the dynamite.
Hmm.
So they decided to just blow it up where it is. Her husband died, and he was a chemist and stuff. God only knows what else he had in there. So we only got a couple more minutes left. Anything more you want to bring up before we call it a night?
Not really, but maybe our friends do here.
All right, how about you, Bianchi? We'll start with you. Anything you want to bring up before we say goodnight?
No, I'm just going to sing Auld Lang Syne. Auld Lang Syne.
Should old acquaintance be forgot? I'll sing with you. Joe, anything you want to bring up?
They passed a bill in Congress, anti-Semitic bill, but it covers some biblical principles. So there's a big to-do about that right now.
I don't know what we're going to do. Pray for this country. And guys, I'll see you next week. Proof, I'll see you next week. Freedomizers, I love you, America. And I'm signing out.
All right, everybody. I'll go ahead and close this down too here. So please support the other shows on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here. But until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail. Hope alive. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires. I am Proof Negative. I am Oot.